House Republicans are calling on tech and telecom leaders to help settle the debate over net neutrality. They've asked the heads of Facebook, Google, AT&T, and Comcast to appear before Congress as the Trump administration appears ready to scrap the Obama-era regulations which prevent internet service providers from selectively blocking or slowing down web traffic. Meanwhile, another major telecom company, Verizon Wireless, is being accused of violating net neutrality rules by capping the speeds at which it allowed customers to stream Netflix. So to help us navigate this weedy world of net neutrality rules is our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Tony Rahm is senior editor of policy and politics for Recode. Tony, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It's good to have you. Well, first of all, this is one of those policy questions which actually has an impact on just about every American. So let's get a baseline here. Remind us of the current net neutrality rules and what they say about ISP speed.
Yeah, it's pretty in the weeds, but net neutrality is this idea that all internet providers, companies like AT&T, Verizon, and Comcast have to treat all web traffic equally. That means they can't slow down your Netflix, they can't slow down your YouTube and prioritize their services over another, and they can't block you outright from viewing some of that web content. This has gone back and forth for a long time in Washington, but the Obama administration in 2015 put in place really strong rules that treat internet providers much like old-school telephone companies. They're essentially utilities, but the Trump administration in recent months has set about undoing those rules because it believes that they're too heavy-handed and they have great support among the telecom industry, which has long sought to avoid much net neutrality regulation from Washington.
And perhaps less support among content providers. But before we go any further, we should note that NPR has filed comments with the FCC in opposition to deregulation of net neutrality rules. But as you mentioned, Tony, it does seem certain that Ajit Pai, the head of the FCC under President Donald Trump, is seeking to abandon them. But, you mentioned because he says that they're heavy-handed, but why? What does he say is so heavy-handed about these rules?
Yeah, it's important to remember that Republicans control all of Washington, and they truly have the votes and the power to do what they want to do here, which is to overturn the government's existing net neutrality rules. And really, it comes down to legal decisions. Distinctions. Republicans and FCC Chairman Ajit Pai just do not believe that internet providers should be treated like telephone companies, that they shouldn't be regulated like utilities. Now, what Pai chooses to put in place is the subject of much debate. There's still a long comment process and debate to happen at the FCC, and Congress is starting to look at whether it should get involved here. But at the moment, the one thing that we know for sure is that the current net neutrality rules on the books are about as good as dead.
I see. Okay, so let's talk about this alternative track that Congress is taking, because as we mentioned, House Republicans are looking at the issues separately from the FCC. They're calling on tech and telecom leaders to weigh in. So tell us more about these efforts.
Yeah, there's been some consideration on Capitol Hill as to whether Congress should maybe get involved here. This issue has ping-ponged back and forth between the FCC and federal courts. It's like every time the agency did something, when it was under Democratic leadership, there'd be a telecom company right there ready to sue, and they generally prevailed every time they try to challenge the government. So Congress is beginning to ask the question as to whether it should write a lasting law. And the big news today was that the House Energy and Commerce Committee, a very powerful panel that oversees tech and telecom issues, has asked the chief executives of top tech and telecom companies to show up at a hearing scheduled for September 7th. Mm-hmm. And the companies that have been invited include the likes of Facebook, Google, Comcast, AT&T, Verizon, all of these big players. So it'll be interesting to see if, Mark Zuckerberg and Jeff Bezos and others who have been very vocal in their support for net neutrality actually agree to come to a hearing in Washington, D.C. in September to start to talk through some of these issues.
So, do you think that this is actually a possible way out of this endless back and forth that we've been having over net neutrality? Congress could ostensibly come up with a new set of rules suitable for the 21st century.
Yeah, I hate to be the constant cynic here, but no, I truly don't think that Congress has the solution to all of this. There's a lot of talk about the principle of net neutrality, the idea of internet openness, but really when you get down to the nitty-gritty, what companies can and can't do, whether they can charge for the delivery of YouTube or Netflix videos faster, depending on what people pay. These sorts of specifics are the areas in which this debate has broken down for a long time, and tech and telecom companies and Democrats and Republicans simply can't agree. You know, you add to that the fact that the Trump administration is no fan of net neutrality, and you really do see a world in which Congress can't come to the table on an issue that's perplexed lawmakers for a long time. But, you know, they certainly say they're going to try, but we'll see if they can actually put together some legislation. But at the moment, there's a reason that there's a lot of talk about the ideas, but no, you know, hardcore specifics. It's because there aren't specifics and we're still fighting over them.
Tony, I'm trying to come up with reason to fight back your cynicism and I'm failing here. But what we should mention that one thing that it goes unmentioned sometimes is that net neutrality rules apply to wired broadband, but mobile carriers can limit speed on purpose, right? Just got a couple seconds.
Yeah. Wireless providers generally have more leeway here to manage their networks, which is why we constantly see these issues about whether companies like Verizon can or can't do that sort of thing when it comes to streaming video.
Tony Rahm is senior editor of Policy and Politics for Recode. Tony, thank you so very much.
Thanks for having me.